사랑하는 성도 여러분,
Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, or saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, GCN viewers, and all children of God who attend the worship online. This is the 57th lecture on Genesis. In the last lecture, I explained how God caused the extinctions of the dinosaurs. God rained fire down from the second heaven and destroyed the dinosaurs all at once. Because dinosaurs were created in the second heaven, they can only be destroyed by the second heaven's fire. The fossils of the dinosaurs offer proof that they suddenly became extinct as the result of disaster's fire. I've provided a lot of the credible evidence. The number of the dinosaurs' fossils is much greater than that of the other animals, and many dinosaurs' eggs and the footprint fossils have also been discovered. Additionally, the cedra corresponding to the time when dinosaurs became extinct contained a lot of the unique elements called iridium. Now you're looking at the dinosaurs' fossils and their footprints. It's evidence that the stratum at the time was changed by the fire from the second heaven. God rained fire on the entire globe, but He selectively destroyed only dinosaurs and spared other planets and animals. This could happen if possible only by the power and the dignity of God the Father. Dear brothers and sisters, now how long was the period of time when dinosaurs actually did live on the earth? For 150 million years? 170 million years? 100 million years? Scientists of the world claim that dinosaurs lived during the Mesozoic age of the earth. The Mesozoic age of the from about 250 million years ago to about 65 million years ago. So it's a period of 185 million so. And they claim that the dinosaurs lived for 160 million years in this period of time. But God the Father said that it was only for a very short period that dinosaurs lived on the earth. It was just 40 days. How much of a difference does it make now? I was also surprised when God said the 40 days. At first, when God said the 40 days, I was really worried, how could I make this understandable? People teach and learn. This is in school that the huge animals had to live for 150 million years, but they lived only for just 40 days. I believe at 100% it is the word of God, but how can I make you and the people understand it? However, our saints believe this word without any doubts. You guys understand it well enough. Why? Because there's enough evidence to understand it. As I explained before, dinosaurs can't even live 100 days on this earth. How and where do they eat that much to fill their stomachs? Their size is so huge. Some of you may be surprised because it's so short. However, the distribution of dinosaur fossils and the ecology of dinosaurs prove that dinosaurs had a short lifespan. Dinosaur fossils are spread evenly throughout the world, but are concentrated in some places. I've explained it this sufficiently. Why are dinosaurs found all over the world? On this earth, no beast other than livestock lives in every corner of the world. Snakes that swim in the water do not live everywhere in the world. They do not live on islands. They live in Guam because people move them there. But these dinosaurs, which are so large that even a human could not move them, are found all over the world? Doesn't that match the fact that God trapped them in a net and scattered them from the Garden of Eden all over the world? It proved that God put dinosaurs into something like a net and that He scattered them in many places of the earth. If God had 100 dinosaurs per net and He put a few nets in one place and a couple in another place, and He put even more in a certain other specific places. It is to describe how God moved them, but not that they were put into the net in the group of 100. I hope you all will listen to the sermon carefully and convey it well. So I'm explaining this with an example using if, such like if God had 100 dinosaurs per net and He put a few nets in one place. Most of the dinosaur fossils excavation sites in our country are near water. Wouldn't giant dinosaurs drink a lot of water? They came in groups, not just one or two. The dinosaurs who were banished to the earth had to drink water first to survive also. Because they longed for the water of life in the Garden of Eden, they looked for water on earth. After dinosaurs came to earth, they became fleshly and felt hungry. No matter how much they ate the plants, their hunger was not satisfied. And their temperament became increasingly violent. They looked down on and despised the animals on earth. They didn't care even when they are accidentally stepped on them and killed them. Dinosaurs didn't think much of the animals on earth. When they were trampled to death, they were nothing to them. Lions were also trivial to them. Some dinosaurs even tried to travel far in search of food, but before they could go very far, fire came down from heaven and consumed them. So in the end, what we're saying is that the dinosaurs couldn't disperse. That's why they are all discovered in group. Since dinosaurs only live on the earth for 40 days, even if they disperse, they could not have gone far. They were neighbors or families, but they've come to an unfamiliar place and the air environment and the temperature are all different. Living apart in such a strange place, it wasn't easy for them. They move around in groups and stayed for 40 days, and there's no trace of them spreading out far away. Their fossils are scattered many places of the earth, and yet they are concentrated in places in Alberta, Canada, for example, along with other kinds of dinosaurs. 300 dinosaur fossils of one kind were discovered in the various size from babies to grown-ups. A huge amount of the dinosaur fossils were discovered in the Egg Mountains of the Montana in the USA. In one case of dinosaur fossils, about 10,000 fossils of a particular species were found in the range of 2 kilometers. Additionally, dinosaur fossils were found throughout the entire Mesozoic era, but rather 46% were produced in the Cretaceous era, which was the end of the Mesozoic era. Moreover, more than 40% of those were found in the stratum of the last stage of the Cretaceous period. Thus, a large amount of the dinosaur fossils were produced in a specific stratum around the same time that dinosaurs became extinct. This also supports the fact that dinosaurs live on the earth for a very short period of time. To maintain their bodies, a dinosaur of the dozen tons of the weight would continually have to eat an enormous amount of food. At the time of their extinction, they gathered together in certain places. Studying the distribution map of the dinosaur fossils, scientists proposed that idea that dinosaurs live in a group, but it doesn't make much sense. How can a huge number of dinosaurs live together in a small area and get enough food? The food wouldn't have easily run out, and they would have scattered. Otherwise, they would have to fight among themselves and eat each other. Most of them are herbivores, so they couldn't do that. But how is it possible that the theory that the dinosaurs ate well, reproduced, and survived for 160 million years is possible? But based on the fact that they lived on Earth for the short period of the 40 days, everything works out well. The dinosaurs that were banished to Earth were, to put it simply, acquainted with each other. Animals also know about other animals. Dinosaurs, which were much more intelligent than animals on the Earth, knew about each other very well. They were colleagues, neighbors, and families who had been together for countless years in Eden. So when they were cast out to Earth, they wanted to be together. Think about for a moment, if you came to the place where the environment was different and everything was different, would you quickly fall apart? They wanted to gather together, communicating to some extent. During the few days on Earth, they didn't even think about what to eat. They were bewildered and confused and didn't know what to do. Then they gradually calmed down and adapted to the life on Earth. They started to feel hungry. So they started to look for food and eat it, but it wasn't long before they was judged. If they had lived on this long land longer, they would have dispersed in search of a food. If they had lived for 100 days or 200 days, they would have all scattered. The difference between the lifespan of a dinosaur claimed by the scientists and by God is very, very large. Why is there such a huge difference of the 160 million years and 40 days? First, because the dating methods the scientists use are inaccurate. There's growing evidence that the dating methods are inaccurate. For example, volcanic rocks in Hawaii were dated to be between 160 million and 3 million years old. However, it was discovered that these volcanic rocks were formed by the volcanic eruption in 1801. Volcanic rock that was formed just 200 years ago is now believed to be 160 million or 3 million years old by dating methods. What a nonsense. There's a huge error. Not 100 years, not 200 years, but 160 million years. There was another case where a certain layer of a rock was dated to be 2 million years old. However, the fossils discovered in that layer turned out to be only 10,000 years old. The ages of the Strata and the fossils should be the same, but there was a difference of as much as 1.99 million years. There was even a case where a tree that was burned instantly by a high voltage line and turned into the fossil was dated to be as old as 1 million years. The age of the tree that was burned instantly by a high voltage line and turned into the fossil, it turned out to be a whopping 1 million years old. I think that might happen. A piece of a 1 day old charcoal was dated to be 1 million years old. As you can see, current dating has a serious flaws. Therefore, you cannot believe the accuracy of the result from the carbon dating. Other than this method, scientists study strata with many other methods to guess the period of the time dinosaurs lived, but the results from their studies are not accurate. Regarding this, many scientists question the carbon dating and pointing out its discrepancies. It's true that the time when dinosaurs were driven out to the Earth was a very long time ago. However, the period of time that the scientists propose that dinosaurs live on the Earth is different from the truth. The second reason why there are differences of opinion about how long dinosaurs live is because the fire that God sent when He destroyed the dinosaurs changed compositions of the Earth's crust at that time. As the fire rained down from the second heaven, it didn't only destroy the dinosaurs, but it also changed the constitution constituents of stratum. In the previous lecture, I told you that the great quantity of the element called iridium is contained in the stratum. Volcanic ash or meteorites contain a great deal of iridium. As a fire from the second heaven rained down to the ground of the earth, the stratum of those days changed. Carbon dating measured the age of the object by the amount of the radioactive elements. Therefore, if an incident took place which suddenly changed the radioactive elements contained in the sudden stratum, at the age, it couldn't be estimated accurately. Even if the carbon dating is accurate, the age of the stratum where dinosaur fossils were buried can be different from the truth. If a dinosaur fossil is discovered in the stratum, which was found to be 100 million years old by the carbon dating, people think that dinosaurs died 100 million years ago. However, the original compositions has been altered. The age of the stratum and the age of the dinosaur fossils cannot be viewed as the same. Scientists of the world do not know this fact, and thus we cannot trust the result of their carbon dating. As I said earlier, carbon dating method itself has many flaws. Therefore, the life period of the dinosaur that was derived using carbon dating is no more accurate than the method. To sum up, dinosaurs didn't live on the earth for long, but lived for a very short period of time. I explained their identity and the process of their change and the reason for their extinction. Before dinosaurs were driven out to the earth, the living things of the earth were born, grew up, and became old and died in the end according to the law of nature. There was a natural death, but there's no artificial death. Additionally, there were no harmful germs or viruses, and thus they didn't die of a disease. They all lived in the peace according to the natural order established by God, and when the time came, they died and returned to the dust. I mean, all creatures on the earth, not dinosaurs. Where I'm talking about the animals that live now, animals on earth before dinosaurs came to this land. The Garden of Eden is an eternal place where there's no death, so people and the animals do not die there. So Adam did not feel much of differences between the earth and Eden, time, and through that, that's also a... Moreover, Adam, had never seen anyone died or anyone close to him died. So the concept of a death did not appeal to Adam. But the dinosaur incident gave him a vague concept of a death. From the second heaven, Adam could watch the dinosaurs slaughter other animals indiscriminately. The sight was not clear from Eden, but it was faintly visible. The people in the Garden of Eden can look down on the earth. It's not clear, but it's a faint image, like you are looking across the other side through the spider web. But if we open our spiritual eyes and look at the people in the Garden of Eden, we can see very clearly. But we should be... Our eyes should be open spiritually so we can see the people in the Garden of Eden. Adam saw the miserable sins of the animals on the earth being eaten to death by dinosaurs. The sight of the animals groaning in the pain and the dying was truly strange to Adam. Then he saw the other dinosaurs die all at once in a fiery judgment. Adam finally began to think deeply about death. There's no death in the Garden of Eden, but dinosaurs have been with me for a long time, and they can disappear like that in an instant. That is death. This is how he was able to vaguely understand the concept of a death. Even though he would surely die if he ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge of the good and evil, the concept did not reach his mind because he had never experienced or seen death. What is death? Even if he would die, he wouldn't be that surprised. He was just informed that death was bad. But Adam did not share the pain or fear that the dinosaurs and other animals on earth experienced when they died. Therefore, the concept of death was not deeply engraved in Adam's mind. Let's say that a man A experienced a near-death experience while climbing, but fortunately was rescued and survived. On the other hand, a man B watched the video of A's near-death experience and return. Which of A and B would know the horror and the fear of the moment when they almost lost their lives? This is A from his near-death experience. In this way, Adam saw what was happening on earth and thought deeply about death, but he did not allow it to enter his heart along with his feelings. He saw it but had no experience or feeling of a death. Moreover, he himself lives in a Garden of Eden where there's no death and nothing has changed there, except that the dinosaurs have disappeared. The incident where dinosaurs committed a crime and were banished to the earth, live on the earth for 40 days and then suddenly disappeared, felt like a storm to him. Just as the silence followed the storm, so too did the silence flow over the earth after the judgment of the dinosaurs. And after some time, God told Adam to reorder and organize the earth. Adam still had the authority to rule over everything on earth. All the animals on earth obeyed Adam. Adam restored the earth its former state by the power of God, making it a peaceful and a prosperous planet again. Adam's power was so great that he ruled over all creatures, and at the time, there was no evil on earth. Even in the time of the Noah's flood, didn't all pairs enter Noah's ark? Of course, God led them in. They were placed in an ark, separated by the species. Noah separated the wild beasts and the herbivores, though. They were separated by the frame or fence. The time it took for dinosaurs to commit a crime and be judged was very short. The chaos caused by the dinosaurs was quickly put to rest. The earth also returned to its original state. On the outside, it was as if nothing had happened. Also, the dinosaur incident didn't have much of a shock or impact on Adam. Although the dinosaurs were loved by Adam, they were just one of many beings under Adam's authority. But the dinosaurs incident has a great spiritual significance because it gave the dark forces a kind of a confidence. Through the dinosaurs incident, they experienced that even if the Garden of Eden was surrounded by the light, they experienced Satan's scam worked. It's a scary thing. Satan has had to experience that. God released Lucifer and some of the evil spirits from the abyss on the first night of the creation for human cultivation. He also gave them authority over the world of power and the darkness. However, the first man, Adam, conquered and ruled well, not only the second heaven, but also the first heaven with the authority of light that he received from God. As a result, the evil spirits were oppressed by the Adam's authority and had no opportunity to demonstrate the power of the darkness that they have. So they were consistently on the lookout for an opportunity to snatch the Garden of Eden. Then they sensed the change in a dinosaur's mind. Sending out Satan's radio waves of untruth, and it worked. So the dinosaurs finally accepted Satan's thought and began the reckless act of trying to eat the forbidden fruits of the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil. Of course, they were found by God and banished to the earth and eventually became extinct. Lucifer and the evil spirits' hopes were banished. Still, there was some success to them. This is because they have experienced that no matter how much light is around the space, if there's even a little bit of the evil within it, it can make a path for them to step into. The evil spirits, stimulated by this, next targeted Adam and plotted a more cunning scheme. They targeted Adam and Eve. Therefore, the dinosaur incident was the first gateway to Adam's future disobedience and the human cultivation from a spiritual perspective. We can see through the dinosaur incident how Lucifer and the evil spirits used the power of the darkness. Their methods are same now as they were then. If there's even a little bit of the dark elements in people, they try to incite them with the power of darkness. They work very cleverly and persistently. Even if you are a child of God who has received the Holy Spirit, if you notice that there's an element of darkness or untruth in your heart and mind, Satan will run to you at full speed. So you must diligently remove the untruth from within you and diligently cast away the darkness. When you let your guard down and become secure about yourself, Satan will fish for your untruth and lead you into darkness. The darkness you are in is like a weed, and if you do not uproot it, it will continue to grow, so you will continue to be influenced by Satan. Weeds will grow and grow again unless you pull out their roots and burn them with a fire. Therefore, the farmer should not cut the weeds, but pull them out by the roots. Therefore, the farmer should not cut... The same is true of the sinful nature that you have, so you must pray until it's pulled out by the roots. If evil remains, it will grow again. Then Satan will control you again. Satan makes you think of the flesh and the father, makes your mind eventually you burst your emotion, then the devil joins in and causes your works of the darkness to appear outwardly. You ended up the saying bad words or acting in the harsh and the violent way. You blame others or you judge them, judge others. You pass on unverified statements. So people misunderstand each other, act in a way that breaks the peace and the fight. People think that they argue because they have a different thought and opinion, but spiritually, we must realize that everyone is being incited by Satan. Therefore, I hope that our saints will never give Satan any rooms to gain a foothold. Those who have not yet entered the Spirit and still have untruth in their hearts must be even more careful and awakened. When negative thoughts try to sneak in, you must immediately cut it off. You must firmly reject the fleshly thought by saying, "These are not thoughts of the Spirit, they are thoughts given by Satan." If you don't fight it off, and even more so, if you accept it, you become possessed by the dark force. Since you have lived in the fleshly world, your body is sustained with the fleshly whether you want it or not. However, those who receive the Holy Spirit can cast away the flesh by the help of the Holy Spirit. They can remove the untruth from their hearts. Since Satan knows there's an untruth in your heart, Satan can make a situation that can stir the untruth through fleshly people. Doing this is a theory of the darkness that has been given to Satan. Therefore, as you live in that age, even when you come across with unfairness or when you are misunderstood or you suffer a loss, you should react with goodness. If you react against the evil with the evil, you are lost to Satan. As you react against the evil with the goodness, you can defeat Satan. For example, your husband, there's a husband who doesn't allow his wife to go to the church. And, but somehow he promised to allow her to go to church. But he ended up to break the promise. This is how the Satan and the darkness works to the Christian or those who believe in the Lord. So like this, Satan and the darkness somehow so banned or interfere the Christians to have a stronger faith. Moreover, as you win over evil with goodness, your authority in the light grows greater to that same extent. So please keep and do goodness to others. Ephesians chapter 5:9 says, "For the fruit of the light consists in the goodness and the righteousness and the truth." I hope to win the victory no matter what evil things you may encounter. It's all goodness. This verse also says the fruit of the light is righteousness. One's own righteousness is different from the God's righteousness. That one's own righteousness is not actually righteousness. You cannot enter the Spirit unless you break your own righteousness. So God said in Exodus, "If you do what is right in my sight, I will not bring on you any of the disease or germs that I brought on Egypt. I told you so." What people say is good and right is not good or right in the eyes of God. You should live by the word of God with a reverence towards God, whether you are seen by others or not. If you add truth to this I just mentioned, the fruit of your light becomes perfect. Truth never changes. There should be no changing in winning victory with the goodness and the practicing the righteousness in the sight of God. As you accomplish all goodness, righteousness, and the truth, you will bear the fruits of the light, and then no forces of darkness will ever come close to you. The forces of darkness will rather go away due to the authority of your light. I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you may bear the fruits of the light. I conclude the explanation about dinosaurs at this point. Do you remember the day when dinosaur tried to eat the band of the fruit was the day Adam traveled to the earth on the large scale? Adam took all of the chirps to the earth to scope for where to construct a symbolic building to show off his authority and the dignity. However, the incident of the dinosaurs broke out and Adam's plan was discontinued. Then quite a long period of time passed by and Adam put his canceled plan into the action again. I will continue on this in the next lecture. Dear brothers and sisters, in this lecture, I told you how long dinosaurs live in the earth. I also explained the reason why it's so different from the period of time that scientists of the world proposed. I also mentioned that Adam finally came to have an idea about the concept of the death as he watched the dinosaurs become extinct. In addition, I explained the spiritual meaning of this dinosaur's incident. The dinosaur's incidents can be seen as the first step of the evil forces in practicing their authority over the darkness. The work of the evil forces began like this, and it will continue until the Lord comes back in air and the 7 years tribulation is over. As it's getting closer to the end, evil spirits will do worse, more terrible than usual. I hope that you will be on alert, even more the fully awakened in spirits. Especially, don't ever cease formally praying. I urge you to meditate on the Word of God so that your heart mind can be deeply His world. May you win victory with goodness in all things, giving glory to Father God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.